one of the original Shinobis on Genesis.
Yeah.
So when they ported it over here, at this time Sega like didn't was super lax. Like they didn't screen any games. Like Nintendo always has screened games. Mm-hmm. Well, so the first run of the game, I shit you not, one boss straight up Godzilla. Like it's actually Godzilla. Next boss straight up Terminator. Like it's Arnold, and then he like his skin comes off, and he like partway through the fight.
Yeah.
Best fight though is like it's a medley fight. You fight Spider-Man and Batman. Just like the two of them teamed up to fight, and it's fucking awesome.
That's pretty dope.
But it's only in the first version. So from there, there's like two more versions. And each version, they tried to like modify the sprites more to get them farther away. Oh, yeah. And like by the end, Batman is like this giant black demon. Like, but Spider-Man just like becomes more of like a red spider guy.
Yeah. It's like, hey.
It's really good though.
Your friendly neighborhood spider guy.
They barely did anything to Arnold, though. He's just guy.
So. Well, yeah. I mean, he's already pretty just guy.
But you're a ninja, like a normal ninja, like fighting Godzilla, Terminator, Batman, and Spider-Man. Sweet. So good.
That was actually one of my considerations for this podcast, was Ninja Gaiden.
Which podcast? This episode of Hypothetically Speaking?
This episode of Hypothetically Speaking.
The one where we're talking about which video game protagonist
absolutely
we would be if we could be any video game protagonist.
Oh, yeah.
That would be perfect to bring up because that's what this episode is. I am Tyler Malter. With me is
John Reed.
And
Ender.
From Ender's Game?
Yeah.
Did you just, like, you heard the word game and you were like, gotta think of something?
Yeah.
You went with Ender's Game? Okay.
Yeah.
And that's Sean Murphy as Ender from Ender's Game, which is a book and a movie, but not a game. So,
great job. Not yet.
You picked the two mediums we're not doing this week. Okay, so as we said, this week's episode is all about which video game protagonist we could replace with ourselves.
Oh my,
if we could.
I have questions about the rules for this one.
What?
Did you not know
the podcast?
I read it like four times, and I read antagonist.
Oh, well, Sean's going to go last.
It's going to be good.
Okay.
Okay, so do we become the protagonist in this world, or do we go into their world?
You go into their world.
And you become that person.
You become that person. So in a world, for instance, in a world where Skyrim is real.
You
would be Dovahkiin. You would be able to do shouts. You would be able to learn magic. All the rules of the world would still apply to you.
Definitely a runner-up for me.
I'm still going with antagonist. I'm doubling down on it.
Okay.
Because it's real good, and I've got a lot to say.
Okay.
But I have more questions, and they're kind of interchangeable.
Okay.
So, like, am I literally that person?
You look like yourself, think like yourself, act like yourself, but you are Dovahkiin.
What if they're crippled?
Sure.
Am I crippled?
Yes, you are
crippled.
You get
their powers and everything?
Yeah.
Better or worse?
All this stuff.
If they're diabetic, I'm diabetic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But, okay, but I'm me.
Yeah, you are Sean. So, for instance, Mario.
Uh-huh.
It's not Mario, it's Sean.
Yeah.
And you're running around jumping on Toads or whatever, Goombas, and you're fighting Koopa, and you're trying to save your girlfriend, Princess Peach.
I cannot believe I got antagonist. No, it's going to be good. All right. Okay.
Sean, would you like to start?
I'm the antagonist in one of your games.
Oh, that would be so good.
Oh, man. I had a lot of runner-ups. Let's see here.
I did, too, so I'm glad that we have a list.
So I think my game is still the same. So
I'm going to go through my runner-ups real quick. So I almost picked one of the members of Double Dragon.
Bimmy and Jimmy?
Yeah.
Which
almost
one?
Picked one of them.
I would be Bimmy.
I think that's Jimmy.
No, Bimmy.
Is it?
Yeah. Bimmy is the blonde one? Great.
Yeah. I was like, man, because when I was a kid, I watched the movie, and like I totally play-acted as one of them on Recess.
Sure.
So yeah, that was my first one.
Wait, did you just bring up the movie?
The Double Dragon movie.
The Double Dragon movie?
Yeah.
That movie's terrible.
Well, still, I mean, I watched it as a kid. It was like the greatest thing next to, anything else I'd watched. And then there was Terry Bogard.
Next to the Super Mario movie.
From Final Fight, yeah.
Fatal Fury.
Fatal Fury, yeah.
You should be Mark of the Wolves.
I think of King of Fighters, yeah. But,
Mark of the Wolves, Terry's good.
Yeah.
He's got like a ponytail and he's grizzled.
Yeah, see, I got this thing for like muscled up blonde dudes. I don't know.
Yeah, apparently so.
Very Aryan of you.
And then I was like, And then I was thinking of Rash Pimple or Zits from Battletoads.
There it is.
Okay. I spent a lot of time playing one of the Battletoads.
You're only going to eat flies, dude. That's
no, right. It. Like, if one of you didn't pick Frogger, at least as a runner-up, I'm disappointed.
Well, and here's the thing, too, because you can't have friends then, because the game was impossible co-op.
Right, absolutely.
So,
you're solo.
Yeah.
It's kind of my life now. And then I thought, well, I have a military background. Maybe I'll be, like, Big Boss or Master Chief, right?
Uh-huh.
But, that's too depressing, because Master Chief doesn't get any ladies. He's got Cortana, and yeah. Big Boss is... Well, Big Boss, he doesn't really have any powers. So I settled on Tommy Vercetti from Vice City.
Dude, I am so glad you picked Grand Theft Auto. Okay, so first of all, I sat down with Michaela again today, and I was like, hey, I need you to help me talk through some of this stuff so I can figure out what my real answer is. And I brought up the fact that John, I thought you were going to pick Dragon Ball Xenoverse.
Yeah.
Because you create your own character, and then you go through all of the events of Dragon Ball Z. Yeah. So I was like, John's totally going
to
pick like Dragon Ball Xenoverse.
Close
or
to Vegeta's, like,
yeah, Xenoblade Chronicles or something like that, that like I know you play. Maybe one of the awesome boyfriends in Final Fantasy 15.
Oh, yeah. You could be a little Prompto.
Well, I thought about, like as I was talking to Nicole about it, I was like, man, I got to think about a character. I was like, I would think of something like Cloud Strife, but then like the love of his life dies, and that would just be absolutely horrible.
Right, yeah.
Or like Noctis, and really I'm just a, you know...
A twat.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. So I was like trying to figure out what you were going to pick, you know, so I'd steer clear of it, but also to make fun of it whenever you picked it. So you didn't pick the stuff, but I did bring up that like you don't want to pick a thing like Grand Theft Auto Vice City, for instance, because that's like one of the only games in the entire catalog of history that has real consequences. So you picked like the one thing where you steal a car and you actually get punished for stealing a car.
When I told Nicole that I was going to pick it, she asked me why, and I was like, well, he gets all the ladies, he can steal all the cars, and he runs from tank police, and he can get away, and he guns down anyone that backstabs him. I mean, and he's got a ton of money. You don't really need to like...
He's like a boring Kratos.
Sort of. I was thinking about Kratos too, and I was like, but
not
no,
Aryan enough.
His family was killed, yeah. Oh, God. No, I thought about a lot of characters, and I didn't pick like any Superman or Dragon Ball Z, like the stuff that I felt like you guys thought I was gonna pick.
See, and I was gonna say, no matter what you pick, you actually have to be Superman from Superman 64.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, you have
from
to
from the Atari.
I'll definitely go with my boy Tommy. I'll run with that one.
Okay. So Vice City is what your actual choice is.
I'm stealing all the Ferraris, all the money, all the babes.
There it is.
You could, you could do that in real life, though.
Yeah, but they'll catch me in real life.
They'll catch you in the game.
Well, yeah, but then you,
you
walk
get
right
four
out.
Stars.
You're good right after, right? Because the world still has the world's rules, right?
Theoretically,
yeah. I mean. Right? So, I mean...
And what other game can you take a semi and launch it on a ramp and fly through the air?
Oh,
and
real life.
Perfectly and keep going.
Midnight Club 3. Yeah. So, those are the two options.
Be the avatar from Need for Speed.
Okay. So that's your choice.
That's my choice, yeah.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Hmm. I thought about Grand Theft Auto.
Man, I was getting
well.
Like really emo with it, too. Like, I remember playing Soul Reaver as a kid, and I was like, man, I always thought it would be cool to be some, like, demon vampire thing just ripping people's souls out. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I don't want to get dark with it. You know what I mean?
Trying to go
that's
light?
Just weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Sean, are you ready for your antagonist, I guess?
Are we gonna talk about this? Because this got really complicated, all right?
Yeah.
So, like, I assumed the rules that we've discussed, right? Because, like, I assumed them. So,
right, yeah.
With antagonist, it got really complicated because I thought to myself, like, immediately I wanted to be Dracula. Mm. From Castlevania.
Totally called it. Go
I was
ahead.
Like, that would be super great.
I was like, no, Sean's going to be Alucard.
No, but here's the thing.
I was like, Sean's going to pick Castlevania or Mega Man.
Yeah.
No, stop.
Or
stop.
Some
you're
obscure hipster garbage-ass game.
I did think about that.
Those were the three choices.
I didn't pick Bomberman specifically because I wanted you to pick Bomberman. And I didn't
want to
get away.
So I didn't want to pick Dracula, though, because he's always waiting. Like he's sick.
Sure,
like, the beginning of Symphony of the Night, he's literally bored. And he's talking about how boring everything is. So, thinking about an antagonist, that was my problem. Was I imagined, like, continuing whatever plight they had. And typically, the antagonist has already achieved, like, whatever he was trying to do. and then it's the protagonist like fighting after him, especially because I definitely didn't think about any game from like this decade because I wouldn't.
Right.
So yeah, like I just thought about so many antagonists that are like done or just sitting around like waiting. So Dracula was out the door. Like I could only maybe like cause problems. Oh, especially because like half the games he's dead. And so, like, he's dead through the whole game, and you're collecting parts of him to bring him back to kill him. So I would be alive for, like, 3 seconds and then die. So didn't want to do that. So I did think Dr. Wily. I thought Dr. Wily because the world is... It's the future, so, like, that's sweet. And then I could make robots for, like, anything and everything. And he's always piloting, like, the most ridiculous, like, half-dinosaur skull monster thing. Super great. Thought Dr. Wily would be great. Didn't go with those. Then I went King of All Cosmos.
Okay.
The King of All Cosmos definitely being the antagonist.
I would argue that.
He's the antagonist. He screws the whole world up.
Okay.
So the King of All Cosmos and Katamari Damacy, he created everything. He's the master of the universe, and he was flying through space one day and accidentally destroyed it. So you, as one of the little princes, have to roll up this ball of... It's a sticky ball, and you're... putting together a bunch of random nonsense like toothpicks and elephants, and those seem pretty random.
Yeah.
And then you throw it up into space and you create a new star or you create a new planet. So I definitely think he was the antagonist. And that was a close one for me. That was a close one, which would have been good to also be a prince, because princes are pretty cool in that. And they can push like billion-pound,
right,
you know, Katamaris. Didn't go with that. The choice I did go with...
For antagonist.
Yes, which literally could be... either protagonist or antagonist was Master Xehanort from Kingdom Hearts. And okay. The main reason for that is, like, this is a cheat because I can go to, like, every world. So, like, I can go to all the worlds, and when you're in those worlds, the rules of those worlds apply. So I can pretty much go, like, anywhere, and I'm a huge Disney fan, so, like, that's cool. And the good thing about the antagonists in the Kingdom Hearts series is that they're not, like, super about, like, eating up the worlds. Like, that's kind of a side effect. So I would like to think that I would still be able to be, like, in these worlds. Like, I'm not there to destroy them. But Sora would be fine, too, because then I could pretty much do the same thing.
Yeah. So Sora was, like, top two or three for me as far as my choices. And like you said, it's cheating because you're in the Kingdom Hearts world, but in reality, you're in all 100 Disney movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so, now Marvel, and now Star Wars.
Yeah.
And
like,
this world is connected.
Right. Yeah. It's incredible. And it's like the ultimate 80-in-1 option for what world you end up being in. So I definitely thought about that. And I thought about a few others. I was really leaning hard with Saints Row, because Saints Row 4 is... I don't know if you've played the Saints Row games.
No.
So the Saints Row games are... it's a gangster game where you are the head of a gang, of a street gang. Yeah, very loosely. And it starts like the first game is you are just a street thug and it's like a Grand Theft Auto ripoff.
Yeah.
But then by the second game, you like are controlling a whole neighborhood. And but each game gets like really ridiculous at a point where it's just totally absurd that you're like having breakdance battles and stuff with people. It's ridiculous. So by the third game, you're controlling a whole city. And then they were like, well, shit, we have to have a fourth game. What are we going to do for our fourth game? And you are the president of the United States.
Yeah.
And all of the members of your gang are like your White House employees and everything. Yeah, it's so good. And then the aliens attack.
Oh my God.
And take me to your leader, and they abduct you, and they put you in a virtual reality version of your world where you have superpowers. So they were like, how can we one-up ourselves? We keep having these crazy over-the-top games, so let's give you superpowers. So it's just a guy who's able to, like, jump, you know, 5 miles in a single jump and has, like, all these crazy powers, and that's, like, the entire point of the game is you just have all these awesome superhero powers, and you're the president of the United States. And as soon as you defeat the aliens, you just go back to living as the president.
I feel like,
man, that's really cool.
That formula only works for a game like that. Well, it didn't work for Call of Duty. You know, how over the top can we get with, like, biomech suits in space and that kind of stuff? And then they're like, yeah, this sucks. Let's go back to Ground Zero. You know, but, like, in a game like that, I feel like there's no ceiling. You just go for it, you know?
Oh, yeah, and then they did Get Out of Hell or whatever, where you have to fight demons.
Demons, and, yeah, that invade the VR world.
Yeah.
But in reality, they're also outside of the VR.
You
like,
hold a planet in the next game, you're going to interplanetary. It'll be like No mm-hmm. Man's Sky meets Saints Row.
I'm glad you bring up No Man's Sky, because No Man's Sky was no. my second to last choice.
Oh, good, yeah, all right.
not second to last, like second to top. Like, oh. I went to No Man's Sky, and I was like, holy shit. No Man's Sky is just interplanetary travel, mm-hmm. and like, sure, you're alone, but you can like catalog all these aliens and stuff. But the thing is, I would be like, you know, a real person in No Man's Sky, so I could build bases and I could return to planets and I could fight aliens and I could be a space pirate. Like, it's just, I would have the whole universe at my disposal,
right.
instead of just a world at my disposal. And I thought really hard about how awesome that would be.
You could collect all five things in the game and
yep, fly to the center of the universe, blah blah blah. So I really like, I was like, man, No Man's Sky may be the best option. I also thought about Horizon Zero Dawn for a more grounded thing, and then I'm just fighting robotic dinosaurs, and
yeah,
that's pretty rad.
It was either Tommy or Aloy for me, but I would be like me, but in her role, you know, as a character. And then I thought about like getting sick in the game, and there's like no technology, like no ibuprofen.
Oh,
like,
sure, yeah, yeah. She gets polio like right after.
Yeah,
there's a lot of downsides.
I was like,
it's not good
to Horizon. So I was pretty set on all of those, and then I was like, man, you know, I just need more games running through my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I went online and I just, which I do every single time we have a topic, is I just search it
mm-hmm.
and get inspiration. But I found IGN's top 50. Video game worlds.
I actually went through the very same.
Where,
did you?
That's yeah. where I pulled my runner-ups from.
Yeah,
where
I'm so original. Glad that we all did, because I didn't think about it at all until I looked at this list. But number like 27 or whatever is Pokemon.
Yeah, I thought about Pokemon, but I would want to like be one of the Pokemon. I don't know.
No,
that.
I want to be the very best, like no one ever was.
God damn it.
And that is what
More
I would
credits.
Do. So I, right? So I look at Mika and I'm like, "Oh my god, Pokemon!" She's like, "Everyone's gonna think you picked that." And I'm like, "Yeah, but I don't care, because I can have a team of 6 Charizards, and they will fly me around, and I can travel the entire Pokemon universe, collecting other Pokemon, getting as many dragons as possible, being ruler of the world." And, like, you know, the sky's the limit, literally, because I have Dragonites and Charizards that I can fly on.
You could start your own, like, airline service in the Pokemon world using Charizards and Dragonites to fly people.
Or I could just destroy everything.
Yeah.
Which is always what I lean towards.
That doesn't really go well.
Ultimate power, destruction of the world.
Like, rout Giovanni from his gym and be the next,
what, is
like,
some,
monster.
Like, 6-12-year-old gonna stop me?
Yeah.
Like,
well, and that was the thing. I guess I just missed it because I was still thinking antagonist, and I was like, they just stand around and wait. Like,
yeah.
That would be horrible!
Sean would come into my world, grab Tommy, we'd go into the Pokemon world, and we'd just rule the...
Oh, yeah.
Rule all the islands, man.
No, I would do that. That's
well,
what
well,
I would
wait,
do.
Wait a second. Why would I show up and pick up, like, a mobster from Vice City?
Why not?
Like, I need you, man.
Yeah. You need a real mobster in Giovanni's place.
You're freaking Keyblade's like a cannoli. Like...
it's like... it's totally like a Bill and Ted's version of like,
sure.
No, we have. There's a bad guy in the Pokemon world. We gotta stop him. I have to go and collect all these random.
Dude, we could get
people.
A rotom to haunt the Ferrari. It'd be great.
Oh yeah, that's
turn
great.
It into like the flying
dude.
Car from Final Fantasy. It'd be nice.
That would be pretty sweet.
We're back to the beautiful boys.
Beautiful boys in Final Fantasy. That's the most important thing that we've discussed tonight.
Yeah.
But are there any other runner-ups that you guys had?
Well, now I have all the protagonists. I would challenge you to go the other direction.
An antagonist?
An antagonist.
Man, I don't know. There's not any compelling villains.
Is there one that beats the good guy? Because I don't want to be the guy that loses.
So I'll pick my protagonist, and I'm going to pick the totally up my ass like indie game you never heard of.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to pick Captain Rainbow. Rainbow from the titular game Captain Rainbow for the Nintendo Wii. It's an official Nintendo title, and he is a henshin superhero, which is like Power Rangers, like a guy who transforms into like a super crime-fighting martial arts hero,
mm-hmm.
except he resolves all battle with golf. So he's like hitting like balls of fire and like blowing up shit, but it's like, so it's like battle golf, actually, would be the correct way to pose it.
Okay.
But it takes place on an island where it's all of the forgotten Nintendo characters. So, and it's it's really, really adult and raunchy. Like, the first person you meet is Birdo, and Birdo is trying to convince everybody that they're, like, Birdo's actually a girl.
Yeah.
So you have to go to her house and get her vibrator, and it's very literally her vibrator, and, like, show it around and be like, see, this is Birdo's vibrator. This is...
She's obviously a girl.
Definitely a girl. And before the heyday of, like, bringing Little Mac back, he's in it, but he's, like, super obese. Like, super
just
obese.
Out of shape, Little Mac.
Yeah, so you have to, like, work with him and, like, train him. And all the while, like, traveling on this island, just battle golfing. And it just seemed like a pretty sweet world.
Yeah, dude. So. I mean, I would totally be in for that. I figured also... Granted, I didn't know that you read it wrong, but I thought that you would pick Tingle.
Oh!
And I was like, man, Sean's going to fucking pick Tingle.
Did you really think so?
And we're going to have to listen to him talk about Tingle hunting rubies and rupees. And
what else does he do?
What do you mean? He floats on a balloon until you hit him.
Yeah,
and he falls in the water.
I just wanted you to talk more about Tingle. It's kind of like porn
Thank
to
you.
Me.
It's disgusting. Mm. Tingle is the worst. I can't think of a good antagonist.
You can't think of a good antagonist?
No. For a video game that I would pick. Like, I like the Dr. Light or Dr.
Wily.
Wily.
Oh no, he's just sitting around too. They're all just sitting around.
He is, like, theoretically you can connect the dots and say he's building the next robots for Mega Man 2. And then Mega Man 3. You know, like, he's constantly iterating on... He puts his robots out in the world, and now he's starting on the next one. So it's the dude just being a robot guy.
Gosh, protagonists is a much easier decision. Next choice for me is Chester Cheetah from the Cheetos game.
Stop. Like, I picked Spot from the 7-Up game.
No, that's stupid.
Oh, right, okay. My bad.
So
I don't
Chester
know what I
Cheetah, he can pick up the Cheetah... Remember when they did the Cheetos that looked like paw prints? You pick those up, you're invulnerable, and you just tear through the world. And he's got a cool car. You like cars, don't you, John?
Oh, yeah, I love cars.
You want a Ferrari you can put a Rotom in?
Yeah.
What if it was the Cheetos car? It's orange.
Oh, no, it's like pink in this one.
Orange. I don't know.
It's covered in Cheeto dust.
I just made it up, yeah.
Oh, jeez, man.
Yeah, I would, if I had to go with an antagonist, I'd probably pick, like, a sweet dragon, like... Ridley.
Ripley's from Alien.
You wouldn't want to be
Ridley from Samus.
Master Hand from Smash Bros.
Metroid. Jesus. I want to be Ripley from Samus.
Yes, please.
That's so good.
I was also thinking that I wanted to be Zelda.
Uh-huh.
From Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, that'd be
I
good.
Like his green tunic.
That'd be good. What if you were Mike Tyson from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, and you are one frame knocking people out?
Mr.
Like,
Dream.
That's a 60th of a second to uppercut somebody.
I can do
and
that
And they
right
instantly
now.
Are, like, down. And you can join the Nintendo Club.
I would want to be a dragon, or I'd want to be Zeus from the God of War games.
What about, like, I thought about Zeus, too, but I thought, I don't know, I just, it's a lot of, like, sadness and murder, and
I like to think that in between the scenes of God of War,
it's like a party.
It's yeah, he's just having a blast.
What if you were like a Mike Tyson dragon?
Okay,
like,
you got
it.
Me. Like,
that's all I
I'm
got.
In now. Now finish.
No, nope, that's it.
Okay,
Mike Tyson.
I
dragon.
Just I'm a dragon that goes around one punch uppercutting people.
Yeah, yeah, 60th of a second.
I was trying to scroll through a list
an
real
antagonist
quick.
For antagonists?
Couldn't find a good one.
Couldn't find one.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was like Alduin and...
You ever played Wolfenstein?
Oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's the world-ending dragon
the
or something
eater,
like that.
Yeah.
World
eater. Worlds, whatever they call them.
I don't know.
They made a Watchmen game. You could be like Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah.
He's not a protagonist. Ozymandias
He's a antagonist.
A tagonist, just one of them.
Just one of the tags.
Tagonist.
What does that even mean?
It's just a guy.
Okay.
Right?
Well, yeah. Do we have... Go
like
ahead.
Like a tagonita, like a lady?
They're gender specific.
Yeah, tagonita.
Okay.
Antagonita and a protagonita.
I'd probably go with like the...
Jesus Christ.
Like I would let
this
the Venom symbiote take over. Because it's evil in some cases.
Dude.
And then you can just...
The Ultimate Spider-Man game...
Yeah.
That Venom, he's a protagonist and an antagonist. Because
that's antagonist.
That's what antagonist is.
Yeah, it's an antagonist.
Yeah.
Like they do it all.
All of them,
all.
Yeah.
Like a
well, I would say that he's a protagonist. Like, he's professional.
You could be
like
E.T.
Really
from the E.T. game. where you can extend your neck and climb out of holes.
More importantly, you can bankrupt Atari and cause the destruction of the entire video game industry.
Technically, the okay. Pac-Man
well,
game...
Well, thank you for...
They manufactured more copies of the Pac-Man game than there even were Ataris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know?
I do know.
Thank you, Sean. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Hypothetically Speaking. You can find us at our new website, tablenight.com.
I could be Master Barf. He's a pile of vomit.
You can also find us on Twitter at TJMalt421 for myself. John is
At John Reed Art. Same thing for Instagram.
Chuck Bonsai 1 for Sean.
For Sean. So, check us out. Hit us up. Like our Facebook page. Like, comment, subscribe down below. Yeah. Thanks for being here with us as your pals. We're your favorites. And we'll catch you in the next episode.
If we were video game, I hope you'd pick me.
Hypothetically Speaking is a Table Night production. I can't believe those assholes paid me $5 just for that.